More interesting news. There are some strange things going on. A heavy mass of what is believed to be metal has been found under the south pole of the moon. No one knows what it could be, but scientists think it might be the remains of an asteroid which crashed into the moon. What is incredible is the fact the area which is showing the metal is 5 times larger than the Big Island in Hawaii. The Big Island is 4,028 square miles. This means the area is huge. Could it be something else and not an asteroid? That is what makes this find so interesting. We could find something unexpected. Now scientists are telling us they found hints about something which might exist, which sounds like it came right out of a sci-fi movie. They think there could be another reality other than our own. What exactly does this mean? Before I get into that, I would like to tell you what they think could exist. They are calling it a mirror universe. They think there is another universe which is a reflection of the one we live in. They also think this would account for the missing dark matter they think exists but is not in our universe. One scientist is determined to find this universe and is on the hunt for it, and if it is found, everything in it will be the exact opposite of ours. To give you an idea, clocks would run backwards, although people in that universe would say ours are running backwards. Experiments are about to be conducted which might be able to prove this. What the heck was the FBI doing with a file on Bigfoot? They have just released a 22-page document about the hairy ape. Did the FBI think there was a possibility Bigfoot was real? It has long been claimed Bigfoot is somehow connected to UFOs. Some witnesses have reported seeing Bigfoot beaming down from UFOs. Now that the Navy is releasing much of its UFO documents, is there some connection as to why the FBI is doing this, or is it just a coincidence? I don't much believe in coincidences where government agencies are concerned. The document indicates one person wanted the FBI to examine a hair sample sent to it to see if it was a Bigfoot hair. Supposedly the test came back indicating the hair was not from a Bigfoot. Scientists were recently shocked. Since humans have inhabited the Earth, they have believed they were the only creatures which could count. Then they found out chimpanzees could, robins, monkeys, and even a chicken. This was more than enough to deflate our egos, but the final blow was finding out some bugs could count, such as ants and bees. Bees actually understand the concept of zero. The bee brain compared to us is minuscule. While we could have as many as 100 billion neurons, bees have about 1 million. They are very tightly packed into their tiny brains. This is why they can determine the shortest distance between two points and can even take different routes to the same target. Bees were able to associate numbers with symbols in a recent experiment. NASA has come out with some information which is telling us how to travel faster in space. To be precise, 99.9% the speed of light. One way is said to use electromagnetic fields. I guess it is sort of like making two magnets repel themselves. Another way is said to be by magnetic explosions. Since space is filled with magnetic fields, they sometimes cross and explode. The explosion changes the magnetic field, accelerating particles which can push something along. The last method is wave-particle interactions. Colliding electromagnetic waves can compress, and if a particle is caught between them, the particle will bounce back and forth between the waves and accelerate. Notice all three ways involve electromagnetism in some way. Is there a new secret plane being developed to replace the SR-71 Blackbird, a plane which holds many of the current speed records? Recent news has indicated we now have a SR-70, to which can fly at least 6 times the speed of sound and maybe a lot faster. A demonstrator was seen on view, according to Aviation Week. It is said this plane will be able to fly as a piloted plane or as a drone without a pilot. It is believed the first test flight will take place in 2020. The plane is being developed at the famous Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. A very telling statement was made by the executive vice president of aeronautics at Lockheed Martin. He said, simply put, I believe the United States is on the verge of a hypersonics revolution. Remember the film of the moon landing where the astronauts were wearing those bulky space suits? That is all about to change. NASA is developing new space suits. They are going to be a lot more comfortable, which will make it easier to get around. The new suits are being designed with the idea they will be able to be used everywhere an astronaut has to go. The new suits are being called the Z-Series. NASA has said about the only thing they will have in common with the old suits is they will be white. Boeing and SpaceX have developed their own space suits. One of the things scientists are complaining about is the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. There are places on this planet where it is said there is so much carbon it is laying on the ground in forests. Canadian scientists have said they have developed an efficient way to capture carbon dioxide. They have created a method to recycle CO2 into fuel or used to create plastic at an incredibly cheap price. The process is called direct air capture. Self-driving vehicles are being tested in many places. Some companies have gotten permission to test their vehicles on public roads. The US Post Office is no exception. They are going to send self-driving mail trucks on the 1,000-mile-long route between Dallas and Phoenix. Researchers are saying we cannot rule out entirely the chance of finding some type of life on Mars. It could be if there is any life, then it may be hidden. They believe this because they have found billions of years ago Mars was quite different. It was said to have been a lot like Earth. Could life have evolved and survived for such a long time? While it looks to be unlikely, there is always the chance. We are talking about any type of life, not necessarily intelligent life.